There are houses backing onto the development, yes, and obviously it's a very significant piece of open space between our town and the village of Stubbington, so it's a very significant piece of land.
In that case, how important is it to get people's views about how they feel about this development?
Well, let's put it this way. Normally with a planning application, the planning authority will write to the people that immediately abut the site, so the houses that might back onto it. I asked our planning officers to write to 6,000 homes, so if that gives you some feeling of the way in which we feel it is really important to get people's views on this application.
Are you concerned about this development?
Very concerned indeed, yes. As I've said to many people who have contacted me, who sort of ring up and say, well, why is Fareham Borough Council allowing this? And I say, well, anybody can put in a planning application. And in fact, these applicants did come to see me on two separate occasions. And I said to them, well, you know, this is a piece of strategic gap, contrary to Fareham's planning policies. But obviously, if you want to put in a planning application, that's a matter for you.
Obviously, we need more housing everywhere at the moment. So is there an element of these people saying, well, that we need houses and we're going to build them?
Well, obviously, Hallam are in the business of building houses, so it wouldn't be surprising if they did say that. And I would say exactly the same. We do need houses in Fareham. We have thousands of people sitting on a waiting list for homes in Fareham. And it's for that very reason that we have a local plan. And that local plan sees the concentration of new housing over the next quarter of a century being at Wellbourne, north of Fareham.
It looks from the plans as though this is going to be quite close to the new Stubbington bypass when it goes in. So is this an area that you think is going to look to more development because of the nature of the bypass going in and perhaps it becoming a more developed area?
No, absolutely not. The bypass is for Stubbington. The bypass isn't for somebody else's scheme for a thousand and a half new houses. Stubbington needs a bypass. I'm doing my absolute best to try and get that bypass for Stubbington funded by the government and to make a lot of other road improvements as well, all the way through to junction 9 of the M27, and that is for the existing residents of Stubbington, of Titchfield, of Sedgensworth, etc.
So would you encourage people to have a look at these plans and perhaps come forward with their views?
I would very much so. And in fact, something like 150 people have already done exactly that. And I would hope that many more will. We've advised 6,000 homes and I'm hoping that we'll have a good turnout at the two public meetings which we're holding over the next couple of days.
Any idea when a decision is going to be made?
The decision is going to be made after we've got all of the consultation responses in from the statutory consultees. That's people like the Highways Authority, Natural England, English Heritage and people like that. So I would anticipate the decision being made in June.